outside is frightful, but the fire, it's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for bobbing. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to another edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. This, of course, is our Christmas program. Now, I know for many of you listening right now, Christmas is still a few days away. And for those who are planning big gatherings at their home or planning to go over to somebody's house, you still have a few days to actually get things organized. But if you're like me and you'd like to take it easy at this time of year, let somebody else do all the hard work. That's what I say. Anyway, Merry Christmas and welcome to the program. If you haven't heard the Happy Station Christmas show before, well, you're in for a couple of surprises for something that we do annually. So sit back and enjoy.
Tout blanc de neige blanche, un vieux monsieur s'avance avec sa canne dans la main. Et tout là-haut, le vent qui siffle dans les branches lui souffle la romance qu'il chantait petit enfant. Vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver qui s'en va sifflant, soufflant dans les grands sapins verts. Oh, vive le temps, vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver. Boule de neige, jour de l'an et bonne année grand-mère. Joyeux, joyeux Noël aux mille bougies qu'enchantent vers le ciel les cloches de la nuit. Oh, vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver qui rapporte aux vieux enfants leurs souvenirs d'hier. Monsieur descend vers le village, c'est l'heure où tout est sage et l'ombre danse au coin du feu. Mais dans chaque maison, il flotte un air de fête. Partout la table est prête et l'on entend la même chanson. Oh, vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver qui s'en va sifflant, soufflant dans les gros sapins verts. Vive le temps, vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver. Boule de neige, jour de l'an et bonne année grand-mère. Joyeux, joyeux Noël aux mille bougies qu'enchantent vers le ciel les cloches de la nuit. Oh, vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver. Boule de neige, jour de l'an et bonne année grand-mère.
Canadian singer Jeanette Renaud with Vive le Vent, the French version of Jingle Bells. Well, this is it. Yes, the second to last program for the year 2015. And this is always, for us, the special, the main special show that we do every year. This is our sixth Christmas program. And there are people who do specifically listen to this one because there is two things that we do on this program every year. And that is the telling of two very well-known stories. The first story that we're going to be telling you today is something that a lot of children, it's probably the first Christmas tale ever that they've heard, and that was 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And then another Christmas tale that became a very famous cartoon in the 1960s that won a number of awards and is still being shown today at this time of year. And that is How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. So, we have that coming up and some music. So the only thing I can say is sit back, get a cup of eggnog or something else, or put something in the eggnog to make you very joyous at this time of year. I know I am.
Children sleeping, snow is softly falling, dreams are calling, like bells in the distance, we seems the magic slipped away. We find it all again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings. It seems that we have lost our way. We find ourselves again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside. Give your dreams the wings to fly. You have everything you need if you just believe. If you just believe. If you just believe. If you just believe.
standen am Fenster mit unseren Träumen im Haus am Eriesee. Ein kalter Dezembermond hing in den Bäumen, da fiel der erste Schnee. Ein Zauber betörte die Herzen, das Wunder der Liebe geschah. Und dann über Nacht war es Winter geworden, Winter in Kanada, Winter in Kanada, so weiß war das Land. Es war Winter in Kanada, als mein Herz dich fand. Schien das Glück so nah, es war Winter in Kanada. Am Morgen im Schlitten durch schweigende Wälder, nur du in meiner Nähe. Zwei Spuren, die führten durch silberne Pferde ins Haus am Eriesee. Und abends am Feuer zwei Herzen, die Sterne zum Greifen so nah. Oh, wäre es immer nur Winter geblieben, Winter in Kanada. Winter in Kanada, so weiß war das Land. Es war Winter in Kanada, als mein Herz dich fand. Schien das Glück so nah, es war Winter in Kanada. Ich stehe am Fenster und schau in die Ferne im Haus am Seh graue Wolken und suche die Sterne und wieder fällt der Schnee. So einsam brennt nun unser Feuer, denn du bist schon lang nicht mehr da. Was ist aus dem Glück und dem Winter geworden, dem Winter in Kanada?
Winter in Canada, Elsa Gabay. Let's now go to our first story today. 'Twas the night before Christmas. "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster to midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. When they met with an obstacle mount in the sky, up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in fur from his head to his foot. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkle, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of the pipe that he held in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a real jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh and to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it shines so your nose won't freeze. All the world is a snowball, see how it grows, that's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date, what if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it shines so your nose won't freeze. Oh, all the world is your snowball, see how it grows, that's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for this song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date, what if spring is late? This winter it's a marshmallow world. Marshmallow world.
Tom Meyer singing a Christmas song that is not as well known as many others, Marshmallow World, even though it had been recorded by a number of other artists, including Johnny Mathis and Dean Martin. You're listening to the annual Happy Station Show Christmas special from PCJ Radio International. If you want to receive a Happy Station Christmas QSL card for the program, let us know the time and the frequency that you heard us on and send it to PCJ, QSL at PCJmedia.com. Let's continue with some more music, and then when we come back, our second story.
Christmas. It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Where the only ones
Mr. Hitmaker, Bert Klemfert, and Holiday for Bells. Before that, Band-Aid and Do They Know It's Christmas Time, and of course Wham and Last Christmas. We now go to our second story for this Happy Station Christmas program, and I think you know what it is, because there's some people out there who could be a little grinchy every now and again. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask me why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be that his head wasn't screwed on quite right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a soury, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath. "And they're hanging their stockings," he snarled with a sneer. "Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically here." Then he growled, with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, "I must find a way to keep Christmas from coming." For tomorrow, he knew, all those Who girls and boys would wake up bright and early, then rush for their toys, and then, oh, the noise, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, noise, noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down for a feast. They'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, feast, feast. They would start on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together, and Christmas bells would ring. They'd stand hand in hand, and those Whos down in Whoville would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing. They'd sing, sing, sing. And the more the Grinch thought of the Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, "I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 50 years I've put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how?" And then he got an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderfully awful idea. "You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. Ouch! You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana. Yes, huh. With a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you for anything, including a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile.
You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Well, given the choice between you two, to be perfectly honest, yes, I take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. There are three words that describe you the best, and they are as I quote. Are you ready? Here we go. Stink, stank, skunk. You're a rottener, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato, splotted with moldy spots, Mr. Grinch. Yes, well, your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Huh. Yeah, well, it's not really that bad. Mangled up with tangled knots. You nauseate me. Yes, you do. Mr. Grinch. With a nauseous, super nosh. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. Huh. You're a three-decker sauerkraut toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Oi. I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. And he made a quick Santa Claus hat and coat. And he chuckled and chuckled, what a Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. All I need is reindeer, the Grinch looked around. But as reindeer are scarce, there were none to be found. But did that stop the old Grinch? No. The Grinch simply said, well, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red ribbon, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down towards the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first house in the square, "This is stop number one," the old Grinchy Claus hissed. Then he climbed up to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if old Saint Nick could do it, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two, and then he stuck his head out from under the fireplace flue, where the little stew stockings all hung in a row. "These stockings," he grinned, "are the first thing to go." Then he slithered and he slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, all around the room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drumsticks, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums. And then stuffed them into bags. Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned that icebox as quickly as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who hash. He stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I'll stuff up the tree. And then the Grinch grabbed the tree, and he started to shove. When he heard the small sound like the coo of a dove, he turned around fast, and he saw a small who. Little Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this little who daughter, who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said, "Santa, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?" But you know, that Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. "Why, my little tot," the fake Santa Claus lied, "there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here." And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her on her head and got her her drink and sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to her bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the only speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses. It was quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sleigh, packed up their presents, their ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, and the trimmings, and the trappings. 3,000 feet up to the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode to the tip-top and dumped it. "Pooh-pooh to the Who's," the Grinchy Claus hummed. "They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open for a moment or two. Then all the Who's down in Whoville will cry, 'Boo, hoo, hoo.'" "That's the noise," grinned the Grinch. "I must simply hear." So he paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, and then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why? This sounded merry. It couldn't be so. But it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And then the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, he stood puzzled and puzzled. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled for 3 hours, till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't thought before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whistled. And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, even carved the roast beast.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. With little tin horns and little tar drums, rooty toot toots and rummy tum tums, Santa Claus is coming to town. And curly head dolls that toddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too, Santa Claus is coming to town. Jubilee. They're gonna build a tall land town all around the Christmas tree. Better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And there we have it. We've come to the end of another Happy Station Show Christmas program. Thank you for joining us. And next week, which is the final show for 2015, tune in to see what we have planned then. On behalf of everyone here at PCJ Radio International, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings his love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face the unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kids just knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland.